So Telecom Houston is a Berlin-based collective that's concerned with the social relations embedded in communication platforms and technology. So we take an artistic approach to exploring the political economy and social implications of technology as part of an overall analysis of politics and political economy. One of the core topics that we investigate is the relationship between the structures, the topologies of media platforms and communication platforms, and how they're funded. So in particular, the relationship between how networks work and capitalism. And one of our core themes is that because capitalism needs to capture profit from the users of systems, it cannot fund platforms which are free and which are open. So capitalist platforms always have to control the users and capture their data in order to make a profit. So a lot of our systems try to illustrate aspects of this in an artistic way. In particular, the one that we're opening here, R15N, starts with a very kind of a traditional platform called a telephone tree, which is something that was used a long time ago before online communications by community groups, the military, and all kinds of activist groups to mobilize their community. And the way that it worked is people in the community would all have lists of other members. And so when the organization wanted to broadcast a message to its community, it would call like five people from their list, and then each of these five people would call five people on their list, and each of those five people would call five people on their list, and so forth, until the entire community got the message. So what R15N is that it's a reimplementation of this telephone tree concept, but with a computerized system, so there's no list to maintain. All the users are known by the system, and it makes the tree, and it calls two users at a time, and it puts them together on the phone. So it allows the same kind of structure of a broadcast to be sent to the entire community, but with the system never passing on any messages directly. The messages are always communicated from one person to the next person by talking to them.